When it comes to nations that can speak from experience about climate change, few can top Kiribati. The island nation is something of a sad poster child, actually, for the threat posed by rising seas. Kiribati is made up of 33 islands in the Pacific Ocean, most of them no higher than 6 feet above sea level, which means much of the country may be unlivable in a matter of decades. Former President Anote Tong has been traveling the world trying to raise money for an ambitious plan to save at least part of his country. He says more needs to be done for Kiribati, even after the Paris Climate Agreement was reached this past winter.
The momentum of what's already in the atmosphere will ensure that we continue to be submersed under the rising seas. And so we had to devise an alternative plan in addition to what's already there. That was what we call the Pacific Rising Program.
Yeah. How do you save Kiribati then?
So what we are planning is actually to raise the altitude of the islands, maybe a couple of meters, so that they could at least remain more resilient, climate resilient into the future. Of course, the question will be, will we still be able to accommodate the level of population we have? And that is quite unlikely to be the case. So we've got to have a very comprehensive plan for dealing with this.
How do you actually do that? I mean, do you put the whole islands, inhabitants, and lodgings on stilts?
I wish it were that simple, but I think it really may have to come to that. But what we will do is work with engineers, people who have done this before, the United Arab Emirates. And so what it would involve is raising the level of the islands by digging material from within the lagoon and elsewhere, so that in future, if there should be a marginal rise in sea level, if there should be an oncoming storm, there is at least some guarantee that we have somewhere for the people to be safe and secure.
Does it feel like it's just a last-ditch effort that may not actually work?
Well, it is, really. This is why we must do it as soon as possible so we can find out if it will work or not. I think it's not the question of whether it's possible or not. I think really the question is whether we will be able to secure the resources to do it or not.
It's engineering at a massive scale and a massive expense. What kind of support have you gotten from other countries or the partners you're talking about?
This is the objective of the Pacific Rising Project, is to provide the channel through which private philanthropy, if they would wish to do so, would be able to make a contribution.
Which countries have pledged their support for your adaptation plan?
We are talking with the United Arab Emirates, the New Zealand government, the Korean government has come in. And so those are countries that we already are definitely working with.
Why should a country help out Kiribati with an engineering project that might not have any positive conclusion when they can just say, you know, we might just have to write off Kiribati and we'll take all of the people on as environmental refugees?
I believe that those who have the capacity to do it have the obligation to do that, because what is happening is not of our making. Really, the question, do we leave anybody behind or we just jump on our own boats and let the rest drown? What would be said about our morality? Where is the justice in that?
I mean, you've said your adaptation plan is not meant to be a permanent solution, but something that buys Kiribati another 100 years or so. What would you say to leaders of other countries to convince them that that is worth the investment?
Well, I think we have to understand that the technology, the science, the engineering is still in the process of being developed. Okay, we cannot ever develop it without even trying to do it. I think we should not just give up. After all, people are talking about building hotels in space. How much more difficult is that in comparison to ensuring the survival of people who've been the victims of something that they had no part in making?
When you were president, you bought land on Fiji so people could migrate there eventually. Do you think that is the future? The entire country will have to migrate?
Well, it's never been one solution. Whatever adaptation measures we do are most unlikely to be able to accommodate all of the population. So we have to think beyond that. And so the next alternative would be to relocate people.
Anote Tong is the former president of Kiribati. Thank you very much for being with us.
You're very welcome indeed. And thank you for giving me the opportunity to tell our story.